the one shaken up. He was shaken up a bit earlier. He's back on his feet here on the grass surface at Levi Stadium, the Red Box Bowl. He's running under his own power. That's good to see. Total yards in the game. Cal approaching 300 yards. Illinois at 236. Christopher Brown up to 107 yards for the day. Had a 54-yarder early in the game that set up their first score. Makai Polk, 5 catches, 105 yards.
Yeah, we got Dawson DeGroote in at linebacker right now.
Cal second and 8. They give him a couple of yards from the Illinois 31. Deshaun Collins in at tailback now. Fake to him. Garbers throws right. Got a man. Nice catch. First and goal, Cal inside the 10. Receiver for Cal, Tonjes, shaken up at the Illinois 9-yard line.
There's a big hit by Sidney Brown, but again, they're just kind of hitting that hole in between the corner and the safety. Illinois playing zone coverage. And really, it's a fantastic throw by Chase Garbers for him to be able to kind of thread the needle in there. Tonjes with a couple really nice receptions today.
Brown with a big hit. Tonjes came in with 10 catches for the year, one touchdown. 6'5", 230-pound tight end. He's shaken up at the Illinois 9-yard line. First and goal, Cal at that point with 11:03 to go in the third quarter. The Illini led after one quarter 10-7, trailed 21-13 at half. And the Golden Bears trying to punch it in again after Illinois went 3 and out to start the second half. We'll take a break in the third quarter, 21-13 Cal. And this is Fighting Illini football from Learfield IMG College.
If it's happening in St. Louis sports, we've got it covered for you.
Charger situation in L.A. has been on shaky ground for a bit. Joining us right now is Benjamin Albright.
The league is upset with the Charger situation. They've gained no traction in L.A. There was some premature reporting a couple of weeks back saying that the NFL had offered St. Louis a team, and that's not correct. But what is correct is the NFL is looking into options, and St. Louis is one of the places that they're looking at.
It's only here on 590 The Fan. Only available on InsideSTL.com. It's the Tim McKernan Show podcast.
Our guest today is former Cardinal John Costello.
Pascual Perez comes to mind, another guy that I think he punched out 14 of us, and as he was striking us out, he was shooting us down with his finger. And Whitey basically came into the locker room and said, I don't know who's pitching at our place, but that SOB needs to go down. And Bob Forrest was the one pitching.
Oh, perfect timing.
I think the first one was way inside, ball one. Second one was behind him, ball two. And the third one jumped up about 3 or 4 miles an hour and hit him right in the ribcage. And Danny Cox, I believe, went up to the top step and was asking him if he wanted to shoot anybody now. And not one guy in Montreal moved off that bench.
Oh, it says a lot, doesn't
yes, it?
It says a lot.
Yeah, you don't show up another team when you're beating them.
That's
some unwritten rules in baseball.
It's the Tim McKernan Show podcast on InsideSTL.com. Fighting Illini play here on 590 The Fan.
Fighting Illini are proud to make Prairie Farms dairy products a daily part of their training program regimen. The training table for all intercollegiate sports. Prairie Farms, the official dairy provider to Fighting Illini athletics. Prairie Farms, farm fresh quality from our family to yours. The Cal Golden Bears with the lead, 21-13 over Illinois. Here at the Red Box Bowl, Cal now after the injury to the tight end, Tonjes, able to be helped to the sideline. Their first and goal at the Illinois 9. 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Bears are knocking on the door again. Garbers has been really sharp today. Fakes to Brown. Lob to the right to the end zone. It's caught, but it's out of bounds. And a flag is down. Boy, another penalty there on the corner of the end zone.
You know what, Brian? I didn't really have an opinion about ICC officials coming
pass
into this
interference
game.
On the defense, number 8. The foul 30.
Nate Hobbs.
The ball will be placed at the 2-yard line. First down.
That's the second time that's happened to him today.
Yeah.
Trying to remember who the one was on at the other end.
Well, it looked like the receiver fell. Let's see if Hobbs. No, the receiver just lost his footing.
Kikoa Crawford, that? The receiver. They give it to him. First and goal at the Illinois 2. Almost the same play we saw earlier. Couple of tight ends. Garbers under center. Tailback behind him. Christopher Brown. Cal already up 21-13, trying to punch it in again. Play action, roll left, lob left, touchdown, California. Gavin Reinwald with the catch. Another tight end just rolled left. And the Cal Golden Bears stretch the lead out to 27-13.
Not great.
Just a simple roll left. It looked like the play the other into the field.
Yeah, it's just a little play action. Garber's did a really nice job of finding receivers on the move. And Illinois just outflanked.
Extra point coming up here for Greg Thomas at the north end of Levi's Stadium where the marching Illini are camped out. And the extra point is up, and the extra point is good. And the Golden Bears get a touchdown by Reinwald, his second of the year. He's another sophomore. Tajas had a big catch earlier. We'll take a break. Cal extends the lead with 10:45 to go in the third quarter at the Red Box Bowl. It's Cal 28, Illinois 13 on Illinois Football from Learfield, IMG College.
In farming, getting things done early has a way of setting you up for success. Like using Corvus for an early season win over weeds. Corvus keeps even the toughest weeds from gaining a foothold. Multiple sites of action deliver superior control of emerged weeds. And later, Corvus reactivates with just a half inch of rain to take out any new weeds that may have sprouted. So get an early season win against weeds with Corvus for end of season rewards. Always read and follow label instructions. Corvus is a restricted use pesticide.
Take the field with a winning lineup. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment you need to have a championship season. For a limited time, get 0% financing on top performing new Case IH equipment. Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/Illini. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Your passion is what makes your business successful. You're completely invested in the needs of today and your dreams for tomorrow. Whether you want to expand your business or streamline operations, Busey offers business and wealth management solutions to meet your needs and achieve your dreams. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, a proud sponsor of Fighting Illini Athletics, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Taking care of athletes is a top priority. That's why the University of Illinois partners with Carl's team of expert health professionals, because they know they're committed to treating any sports injury that may occur. With easy access to Carl's free sports injury walk-in clinic, athletes feel reassured they will be able to get back in the game in no time. For more information on location and hours, go to carl.org/sportsmed. Carl, the official healthcare provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
Live from Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California, it's Illinois versus Cal. This is the Red Box Bowl. Now, back to the game.
Illinois back in this bowl game. It was under a different name back in 2011. They won the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl that year in 2011. At the very end of the year, December 31. Won a couple of bowl games in a row. The Texas Bowl in 2010. That bowl at Giant Stadium. We're in Santa Clara today. Cal has extended the lead 28-13. Seven plays, 56-yard drive. Dre Brown to receive the kickoff at the 3. Up the left side, 10, 15. Down he goes at the 18-yard line. Maybe the 19 before they threw him back. And they're keying in on Dre Brown, one of the best return men in the Big Ten, and they've scouted him. The Illini trail it now, 28-13. Chase Garbers, 15 of 20, 218 yards and three touchdowns. Yeah. He had four touchdowns and a win at Ole Miss earlier this year, 28-20. He had 367 yards in that game. Now the Illini offense has to respond. Dre Brown in a tailback. Brandon Peters, just shy of his own 20. Gives it to Isaiah Williams. We saw a little bit of him in the first half. Gets the carry and runs it to the right across the 20, up to the 21-yard line, a gain of 3.
Yeah, they've run a couple different plays off of that look. And again, just trying to get Isaiah Williams, get him the ball, get him involved, especially with the depleted receiving core, but hasn't really been able to break anything.
10:14 to go in the third quarter. Illinois facing a second and 7 from their own 21. Hand off Dre Brown. Slices through the line. Spins ahead to the 24 before he's pulled back. He got three more. It'll be 3rd and 4 for the Illini offense. Evan Weaver on the tackle machine, the Butkus candidate finalist. 91 solo tackles this year for this Cal defense. Illinois today on 3rd down, 4 of 8. They need one here. 3rd and 4 from their own 24. Two receivers to the right. Again, the Illini without Bebe today. 3rd and 4 from their own 24. Down 28-13. Snap back. Brandon Peters looks to throw in trouble. Eludes a sack. Backpedals. Throws to the left. Got a man. Trenard Davis with a catch. Across the 35 to the 37-yard line. How about that?
That's a heck of a play by Brandon Peters. There's pressure on him. He's able to scramble out, roll out to the left, and find Trenard Davis. Good job by Trenard Davis. Little scramble drill. Finds an opening in the zone. Good delivery by Brandon Peters.
You talk about throwing it from your back foot.
Yeah.
He was literally almost falling down when he heaved it. Caught by Trenard Davis. First down, Illinois across their own 35. Hand off around the end of fake. Now a throw left, and it's caught. Donnie Navarro inside the 40 of Cal to the 35. They send Williams in motion. They faked it to Isaiah. Cal bit on it, and then Peters found Navarro streaking up the hash mark for another big gain all the way inside the Cal 35-yard line.
Yeah, play action. Good job of protecting, and Donnie Navarro able to get open. Brandon Peters delivers a great ball in stride.
23-yard gain. Reggie Corbin back in a tailback. Fake to him. Pressure on Peters. Throws it downfield and throws it out of bounds. Nobody open down that right sideline. Navarro was down there and Trenard Davis, but nobody close, and it's incomplete. But it's 2nd and 10 for Illinois now from the Cal 34 after big plays by Brandon Peters. Trenard Davis for 19, and then to Donnie Navarro for 23.
Yeah, that last play, Travion Beck, the nickel, they bring him on a blitz, and Brandon Peters just throwing the ball away, live to play another down.
28-13 Cal, 8:35 to go, third quarter. Illinois at the Cal 34. Here is Peters, gives to Corbin, cuts to the right, and he falls down off his feet at the 34-yard line.
Yeah, and Reggie's just not really been able to get into the second level untouched at all today. And now Illinois, after those two plays, the incompletion that was forced by the blitz off of the edge, and then Reggie Corbin not able to get free. Illinois facing a 3rd down and 10 on this critical possession.
8:10 to go, third quarter. Converted one a moment ago, a 3rd down. Cal has scored a touchdown here in this half. Illini trying to answer. Back to pass. Peters, pump fake. Throws to the right, looking for Barker over his head. Incomplete. Barker got tangled up down there. Right sideline, but no flag. And now the Illini are 4th and 10 from the Cal 34. Down 28-13.
Well, interesting. Illinois opting to go for it here on 4th down and 10. Not giving James McCord a shot to kick the field goal. Lovie Smith just trying to be aggressive, knowing that he needs more points.
Well, there's not a whole lot of wind today. It's a fairly calm day. Cal fans on their feet. The Illini going for it on 4th and 10 from the Cal 34. Brown in the backfield. Dre Brown. Peters in the gun. Cal coming. Here they come. And now we get what?
Delay a game on the offense.
Oh, my goodness.
5-yard penalty. 4th down.
So now it's 4th and 15.
Well, that makes it probably pretty a lot easier. Cal's bringing a safety blitz there. Brandon Peters pauses a second to kind of evaluate and then see what they're trying to do, but have to be a little bit more conscious of where the play clock is. Illinois with a couple delays of game today. Just now, unacceptable, hurting themselves.
Now I think they'd have to punt.
Yeah.
Delay of game, penalties today, Illinois with 6, Cal with 3, total yards in the game, Cal 322, Illinois 284. Hayes has to pin the Cal Bears deep, steps into it, kicks it, fair catch, and around the 12-yard line, caught down there by Jalen Hawkins of Cal. Well, gorgeous sky overhead, shadows across the field. Been a fun game, but Cal threatening to pull away here. They lead it 28-13 with 7:49 to go in the third quarter. We're back to Santa Clara in a moment on Illinois Football from Learfield, IMG College.
Podcasts. It's like radio, but it's not on the radio.
The 590 The Fan app
is ready for you at your app store.
The 590 The Fan app.
This has been my podcast.
Download your favorite show's podcast at any time.
Hey, wait, that's it.
We need something that will play to your strengths of loving the sound of your own voice and talking forever.
The 590 The Fan app.
Podcasts.
Download it now and start listening today.
Hey, this is Andy Strickland. You know, the Blues are the best in the National Hockey League, so we also bring you the best hockey coverage right here in 590 The Fan. We have a special New Year's Eve edition of nonstop hockey coverage beginning at noon. Live from Top Shooters, it'll be Cam Jansen, noon to 2. I follow that up starting at 2 o'clock live from Van Cave Sports in Chesterfield. We'll take that until 3 o'clock as we talk pucks throughout the afternoon here on 590 The Fan.
Fighting Illini men's basketball is back in action.
Pass ahead to Dorsey, who slams it in.
Here's a pass inside to Io. Jump pass for Dunk for three.
Got it from the right corner. Down low, Kofi with a slam dunk.
There's only one place to hear Illini basketball.
Thursday night, the Fighting Illini travel to Michigan to take on the Michigan State Spartans. Coverage begins at 6.
The Illinois basketball on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Going to the house, touchdown, Illinois!
The Fighting Illini play here on 590 The Fan.
This third quarter of Fighting Illini football at the Red Box Bowl brought to you by Busey Bank. Busey Bank, your dream, our promise. Busey Bank knows the importance of a lasting promise, whether your dream is to retire or own your own home. Busey Bank is here to make your money work for you. 28-13 Cal, the two teams about back on the field. Michael Martin's down there, too. A quick update.
A few updates on injuries. Milo Eifler, who went out of the last series with what looked like a right arm injury, currently has a brace on his right shoulder and is back out on the field.
All right, thank you, Michael. Cal gets the ball back. Not great field position at their own 12, but didn't stop them earlier in the game when they drove from their own 3. Golden Bears have it first and 10, right to left of the white. And a handoff, Christopher Brown is over 100 yards today, runs it to the right. Gets it up to the 18-yard line. Gain of 6, Sidney Brown on the stop. Brown had 111 yards and 2 touchdowns in their season finale at UCLA. It's over 100 yards again today.
Need a takeaway. Need a takeaway here.
We haven't had one, have we?
Nope.
Second and 3, gain of 7 for Christopher Brown. Clock moving, 7:17 to go in the third quarter. Garbers claps his hands together and is going to give it to Brown. Runs between the tackles and got whipsawed to the ground. Shy of the first down at the 21. A gain of 2. Was that Tolson?
It's Tolson and Hardy combining there. A big hit. Third and 1.
He looks like one of those guys that you run into the pole in the basement, you know, when you're going down the steps and you hit your head. He went whipsawing back. Good hard tackle. Third and 1 Cal from their own 21. Orange and blue crowd trying to make some noise here in Santa Clara. Christopher Brown in a pistol look from their own 21. Snap back. They give it to Brown at the line of scrimmage. I don't think he got there. He's close. He's shy of the first down, though, I believe. Jamal Woods, one of the first guys there. And what do you think, Michael?
Well, what was interesting before that play is that Io Chagbonio, who's on the right side of the defense, left side of the offense, pointed something out to the defense, and they ended up running it right there. So that's good preparation by them.
Yeah, and they've stopped him, Martin. They got the stop.
There we go.
Third and 1.
I'll take it.
Illini will get the ball back. How about a return here by Donnie Navarro? Illini getting it back down 28-13, 5:45 left in the third. Here's the kick away by the Cal punter. And it takes a Cal roll inside the 35, inside the 30, dies at the Illinois 29. Pretty good kick there by Stephen Coots.
Yeah, it's an ugly-looking kick, but it was effective.
Well, I guess that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries, Big Ten football back on SiriusXM. We've got 24-7 talk, analysis on SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Hosts like A.J. Hawk and John Jansen, as well as live play-by-play. Cheer along in your car, online, or at the SiriusXM app. Dre Brown, Ravon Bonner in the backfield. Illinois today has rushed it for 117, but not much lately. Backs are split either side. From their own 29, handoff. Ravon Bonner crashes ahead for two, maybe three, up to the 32-yard line. 28-13 Cal, quick third quarter. Evan Weaver on the stop, 5:20 left in the third. The Illini have to have some points here.
Yeah, I have to. We'd like to see him go back to Daniel Barker after his big first half.
Barker today, three catches, 55 yards. Caught a touchdown pass from Brandon Peters. The Illini also with a couple of McCourt field goals. Back split either side, low snap. Hand off to Bonner. Cuts back to the right. And shove back at the 35-yard line. Brett Johnson, the nose guard, on the stop.
Not much happening there. Not much happening there. Again, this Cal defense pretty good against the run. And Ravon Bonner not really able to get the edge. A lot of these Cal D linemen, I mean, coming into this game, they haven't had a whole lot of tackles, but you know, their front has been pretty active so far today against kind of this depleted Illinois offensive line.
Yep, the Illini without Kramer today. Kendrick Green has been going at center. The Illini face a third and four from their own 35. Down 28-13 late in the third. Back to pass Peters. Pump fake. Now he's going to run. Run to the right 40. And he's out of bounds. And he's got a first down. Nice heads-up play there by the quarterback, Brandon Peters, who had a big run earlier in the game. And it gets a short gain there, but good enough for the first down. The Illini will have it first and 10 at their own 43 before being pushed out by Dink.
Yeah, great recognition. That time Cal just really rushing three, dropping everybody else. Brandon Peters picks it up.
First and 10 from the 43. Handoff up the middle to Dre Brown. Not much there at the 45, a gain of two. 3:50 left in the third. Toyola on the stop. Defensive end for Cal. This is a team that in 8 of the 12 games this year held opponents to 3 or fewer explosive plays of 20 or more yards. So it's hard to get chunk plays on them.
Yeah.
But you got to have a few, and you got to have some turnovers. And right now Illinois doesn't have, well, any of the turnovers and not enough of the chunk plays. Second and 8 from their own 45. Left to right in the orange. Hand off Dre Brown. Leaning backwards, shoves his body ahead to the 50. A gain of 5. It'll be 3rd and 3.
Yeah, tough run there by Dre Brown. Does a nice job picking up 5 yards, getting them to 3rd down and 3. And we'll see what Rod Smith can dial up here. My guess is Cal's probably not going to sit back and let Brandon Peters scramble again, so they're probably going to try to apply some pressure. Somebody's going to have to win on the outside.
Here we go, 3rd and 3, Illinois from right at midfield on the red box logo. Illini today, 6 of 11 on 3rd down. Brown in the backfield, that's Dre Brown. Two receivers left, Trenard Davis in the slot. Here is Peters, an option pitch to Brown, that didn't work. He got knocked off his feet. Good ankle tackle back there. Spun him around and dropped him back at the 44 by Travion Beck.
Yeah, there's something that went haywire on the outside there as Illinois really kind of faking the inside handoff. Dre Brown goes out for the pitch and just nobody's blocking Beck whatsoever. Usually one of the receivers should have picked him up or been accountable for him, but nothing doing.
Well, no points for Illinois on that drive. 2:09 left in the third. Cal has the lone score in this half in the third quarter, a touchdown. Chase Garbers with 3 of those today. Ramiio is deep. Blake Hayes standing at his own 30. He's going to step into it on 4th and 9 and booms one. And back to get it. Cal running ahead. Ramiio from the 5 to the 10. What a terrific punt by Blake Hayes. Ramiio runs it out of there but didn't get very far, and certainly the field position has been in Illinois' favor good part of the day, but Cal has cashed in the chances they've had with long drives.
Yeah, it really has. You wonder if Vermejo kind of lost track of where he was as he fielded that punt at about the one-yard line. Typically, you just let that go as the returner and let it go into the end zone for the touchback. But, yeah, Blake Hayes is doing a nice job there trying to flip the field position.
Michael Martin on the sideline.
That was definitely a missed assignment by their returner. Usually you're supposed to try to have that 9-yard line, that 10-yard line as being a ledge that you don't want to cross. But for whatever reason, he decided to go back there. He got a big hit from long snapper Ethan Tabell on that return.
Hey, stop by Papadel's Pizza Factory in Champaign, the Brad Underwood Show, presented by Coors Light. Monday night, January 6th at 7 p.m. Come out and watch the show. Enjoy award-winning pizza and wings, pasta, sandwiches, 12 beers on tap, other tasty menu items. Papadel's Pizza Factory, located on the corner of Neal and Avondale, with plenty of free parking. We're at Levi's Stadium, Santa Clara, California. Good to have you with us. Brian Barnhart, Martin O'Donnell, Michael Martin, Steve Kelly, Ed Bond, our producer-engineer. The Illini led early 3-0 and led 10-7 after the first quarter. Cal with a couple of touchdowns in the second quarter. Illinois got a late last-second field goal at the end of the half. Drove about half the field in 25 seconds to get that. Cal has scored a touchdown in this quarter. Garber is the quarterback, 15 of 20, 218 yards and 3 touchdowns. No interceptions yet, no turnovers, no takeaways for the Illinois defense. 28-13 Cal, they get it back in their own territory. A throw by Garbers to the right, got a man, runs it over the middle, and a first down. Cal up to the 30 from the 12, a gain of 18. Keikoa Crawford again cutting across the middle, and he's been a nice target today for Chase Garbers.
Yeah, and that's just an RPO, Illinois. That time the linebackers take a step up with the play action underneath the Brown, and then he's able to find Crawford just running a quick slant behind him.
Looks like Minnesota there, the way they're running that RPO. Throwing it to the receivers.
Yeah.
First and 10 up to the 30-yard line for Cal. Deshaun Collins in the backfield. Garber's back to pass. Lob to the right. Caught. Collins out of the backfield. And gets it ahead shy of the 40. And Nate Hobbs pushed him out of bounds. And a gain of 7 up to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, Illinois defensively, you know, Cal's just going to kind of take their time here with the ball. Up a couple of scores. Illinois really, really needs a takeaway right now. That's been the difference in the games that they've struggled. They've not been able to take the ball away.
Cal with 7 wins coming in. They won their last 2 on the road to close out the year. Get bowl eligible. Wins at Stanford and at UCLA. They lead here 28-13. 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Here's the throw to the right by Garbers, and the receiver slammed to the ground hard. That's Vermejo. He got it up to the 40-yard line. Needed 3 yards, and he got pretty close to it, but I think he's just shy.
Yeah, it looks like he's just shy, maybe about 6 to 10 inches away from that first down, so you'd expect them to kind of hand the ball to Christopher Brown here underneath. He's got a lot of yards today.
Polk with 105 yards receiving. Tonjes with 65. Vermejo with 31. Third and 1. Cal from their own 40. That may be the last play of the third quarter. It is. All right. The third quarter is in the books. And this kind of has a Cal score feel to it. That's how they've been winning games all year. Don't blow you away offensively, but don't give up much defensively either. And they're up 28-13 over Illinois as we go to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Illinois offensively really needs to make something happen when they get the ball back. But first, obviously, the defense needs to make a stand. Third down and short, they've done a pretty good job in a couple short yardage situations today of being able to force Cal to punt. But just not enough plays on either side of the ball. Illinois a lot more depleted on the offensive side of the ball, really without their top three receivers, at least as of the start of the season, and a variety of injuries kind of around. But defensively, just need to make plays. Jamal Milan, Tymir Oliver, Alawale Batiku, Dele Harding, these guys need to step up and really make something happen, as Cal's just not beat themselves at all today, and they've been pretty impressive, especially Chase Garbers.
Daniel Barker, 3 catches, 55 yards. Brandon Peters, 5 rushing attempts for 42 yards. He had a long of 30 early in the game. Dre Brown, 11 carries for 39 yards. 358 total yards for Cal, 299 for Illinois, but the Illini at halftime had 242 yards, so they didn't get many in this third quarter. The fourth quarter coming up, fourth quarter of Illinois football today from the Red Box Bowl, brought to you by Tate and Lyle. Tate and Lyle making food extraordinary, turning corn grown right here in the heartland into extraordinary ingredients that help our customers make healthier and tastier products enjoyed by millions of consumers around the world. Tate and Lyle making food extraordinary. And Illini fandom starts at birth. Honor the littlest Illini in your life with the Illini for Life baby gift package presented by Carl. A portion of proceeds will benefit world-class care for babies at Carl's NICU. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information on Illini for Life. Carl, the official health care provider of Fighting Illini Athletics. Rushing yards in this game. Cal with 113. Illinois with 132. Chase Garbers, though, has only missed on five passes, 18 of 23, 245 yards, and three touchdowns. Illini with a touchdown pass, a short one from Brandon Peters to Daniel Barker, and a couple of James McCord field goals. But if there's an MVP in the game today, it's Garbers.
Yeah. Yeah, without question. I mean, Garbers really, pretty much everything that he's thrown has been on target, hitting guys in stride, being able to find the soft spot in the zones. And Illinois has been able to get some big hits on those receivers once they catch the ball. But, you know, Garbers done a great job putting it on him. And then you complement that with Christopher Brown, who's over 100 yards just through three quarters here. And, you know, Cal offensively has really kind of been able to do anything they want to against this Illinois defense. 358 yards of total offense, again, through only three quarters. And it's the takeaways. Illinois is just a different team if they're not able to take the football away. Yeah. Illinois hasn't turned it over on offense. They had the one, there was a fumble that was forced against them on Brandon Peters, kind of the strip sack, but Illinois was able to recover. But it's just been, you know, going toe-to-toe and up and down the field, and Cal's been getting the better of them.
Ron Smith, we mentioned him, the offensive coordinator for Illinois. He was the offensive coordinator in this Red Box Bowl game, December 27, 2017, when he was coaching at Arizona. Khalil Tate threw for over 300 yards in that game. They beat Purdue out of the Big Ten, 38-35. That was a couple of years ago. Cal facing a third and one, and really about a half a yard inside their own 40-yard line, left to right now as we switch sides of the field. Looks like they might sneak it. Garber's under center, tries to sneak it, and he only needed a half a yard, and that's about all he got. The Illini are ripping at the ball, trying to take it away, but I think he may have it. We'll see. Depends on the spot.
Yeah, see where they spot him.
Yeah. First down, California.
I disagree.
They have 20 first downs today. So the Bears keep the clock moving now. We're in the fourth quarter, 14:39 left. And I'm guessing Coach Wilcox not in a big hurry here to do a lot. Burn as much clock as he can and let his defense do the rest.
Got to stop the run.
Christopher Brown over 100 yards today. Lines up to the right of Garbers. A fake to him. Now a throw downfield. And where is he throwing that? Way down around the 10-yard line. A couple of his receivers broke off their routes.
Yeah, that's really the first errant pass that we've seen from Chase Garbers, as he just kind of airmailed it down the field. Really not a lot of pressure on him at all. But, you know, Cal looking like they're not just going to be content to go into a shell offensively, because they've done a nice job of keeping Illinois off balance.
Second and 10. Yeah, you're right. That was the most errant pass he's thrown all day long. That wasn't close. Three receivers right, two to the left from their own 40. Cal up 28-13. Back to pass. Garbers under pressure. Looks to throw. Throws it right. Caught. Christopher Brown. 50. 44 of Illinois and pulled back at the 45. Maybe the 46 where he went down. And it's first and 10. Hobbs and Harding in on the stop.
Yeah, that's just a nice job by Chase Garbers. He's kind of flushed out of the pocket. Illinois running a stunt up front.
They give pursuit, and Christopher Brown's just kind of hanging out on the other side of the field in the short zone. Chase Garber scrambles to the right, finds him, and Brown's able to pick up the first down.
Christopher Brown had a 3-yard touchdown catch earlier in this game. Gets the first down there, first and 10 at the Illinois 46, 14-yard gain. Garber's throwing deep left, looking for Polk. Overshot him, flag comes in. Sidney Brown tangled up with him down around the 20. And that appears to be a penalty on Illinois again.
Oh, these officials love them some flags.
Pass interference on the defense, number 30. It's a 15-yard penalty, results in a first down.
So another first down for Cal.
I didn't really see.
It was way overthrown, too, I thought. But
yeah, ball's a little bit overthrown, and it looked like they had Sidney Brown making contact as the receiver broke to the outside.
Michael Martin.
From my view, it was an uncatchable ball. I don't know why they threw that flag.
All right, Cal, though, has the first down. 13:38 left in the game. From the Illinois 31, Deshaun Collins checks in the game at tailback. They send him out to the left flat.
Oh, boy.
Here is a look left. Now a dump down to Collins, who got the catch but read quickly and pulled down inside the 27 down near the Illinois 26-yard line. Could have been a lot bigger. They give him 4 on that. It's 2nd and 6 now for Cal. Devin Witherspoon on the stop for Illinois.
Yeah, if Garbers would have gone to Collins right away, nobody really shifted over with Collins as he went in motion at the snap. Illinois sitting there in his zone, but usually they'll at least adjust the zone out there because Cal had two guys outflanking the Illini.
28-13, Cal in the Red Box Bowl. Collins in a tailback. Snap back to Chase Garbers. Same setup. Now he rolls right. Now he's running and he slides like he does into second base, shy of the 20. They say he was down back at the 25-yard line. Left himself a few yards shy by sliding. 3rd and 4.
Illinois running a stunt there again, and Chase Garbers does a really nice job of identifying it. They're kind of running an ETN, trying to bring the nose guard all the way around, but Garbers just goes and rushes right where the defensive tackle looped around to the outside.
California 5 of 9 on 3rd down. 3rd and 4 Cal from the Illinois 25. 12-20 and rolling left in the game. Snap back to Chase Garbers. Here he goes to work. Number 7 looks to throw. Got a man caught and he's hit hard. And a penalty is Milo Eifler with the stick. Says, I got him with a shoulder pad. Caught by Marcel Dancy. Looked like shy of the first down. First down marker is about the 21. He's down at the 22. But Eifler with a big hit.
That's a shoulder.
It looked like he hit him on the shoulder.
Targeting on the defense, number 5. The previous play is under further review.
The Illini fans down below us are just waving their arms at the official like, get out of here.
Apparently the SEC sends their worst crew to San Francisco.
That's a terrible call. What are you doing?
Well, he hit him hard, but he hit him. It was a good hit. Let's go to Michael Martin.
The play happened right in front of me, and his shoulder went into his chest. There was no helmet-to-helmet contact. The crown of the helmet was never used. I wouldn't be surprised if this gets overturned. This was not a good call on those referees.
Ball is at the 22-yard line of Illinois. 28-13 Cal. They're over 375 yards of offense now, are the Golden Bears. 263 through the air. The most wonderful yet limited time of the year is returned. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event here with a flurry of exceptional offers. Go to mbusa.com, Winter Event, to learn more about the Mercedes-Benz GLC or visit Isringhausen Imports for a test drive today. Well, certainly plenty of laundry out there today for Illinois, but I don't think Illini fans would agree with a lot of them. Some yes, some no. And the game is kind of ground to a halt here as they take a look at the targeting ruling. I mean, it's not even near his helmet.
No, it's not even close. I don't know.
And the refs, and Michael Martin pointed this out, they're using the big screen, and they have two of the biggest screens I've seen for reviewing.
Well, here we go.
Here comes our referee.
After review, the ruling on targeting is confirmed. Number five is ejected from the game.
You guys are terrible.
Distance,
this crew is awful.
Touchdown.
Wow. Well, it's confirmed.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. First half of the opening game next year against Illinois State.
Now, Eifler is gone from the game. Wow. You know, sometimes you'll see those where it's like really close.
Yeah, it's
close. That wasn't close. Oh. Now the ball is now on the Illinois 11. Targeting on Milo Eifler.
Yeah, they're bad at their jobs.
12:07 left in the game. And this side of the field down below us in the orange and blue are not happy campers at the moment. Marcel Dancy checks in at tailback for Cal. They're trying to deliver the knockout punch now. That was going to be a fourth down. Now it's first and 10 at the Illinois 11. Garber's back to pass to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Nope. Broke it up. They say incomplete. They sounded the horn.
On the field is an incomplete pass. Incomplete pass.
Incomplete to Reinwald. Caught one earlier, but boy, that sure looked like a catch. They say incomplete. I want to see the look at this big home video screen here. Yeah, well, yeah. I guess they're saying he was out the back of the end zone.
It looked like Delano Ware got there late trying to break it up a little bit. Illinois that time was able to get pressure on Chase Garbers.
I mean, they say he didn't have control of it. It's the only thing I can figure.
Yeah, Cal's up on the line ready to make the next play.
Yep, they're ready to go. It is second and 10 at the Illinois 11. Dancy in the backfield. He gets the handoff, runs to the right, spinning his way down close to the 5. Nate Hobbs with a stop there. The clock moving at 11:44 left. Now they just flat out missed that one. And we don't know if Illinois can come back or not, but that was a stop they had, a big hit by Eifler. And yeah. They rule it targeting, and he's gone. Now Cal facing 3rd and 5 at the Illinois 6. They get a first down without a touchdown, leading 28-13 early in the 4th. Garber's in the gun. Back to pass. Looks to throw. Lob. Touchdown. This time they got it.
Too easy.
Raifio with a catch. Touchdown, Cal, and now it's 34-13, the most points they've scored this year in any game. That's too bad. 34-13, Cal, 11:06 left to go.
Yeah, Illinois just, you know, the pass defense has been suspect all day. Chase Garbers has been on point, but just not able to make plays defensively. And then offensively, really sputtering here in the second half.
Greg Thomas for the extra point. It is up and it is good. 35-13 Cal with 11:06 to go in the game. Make the most of your financial decisions. Let the experts at Busey Bank help you plan for and accomplish your dreams for tomorrow today. Thanks to our bowl game sponsors at the Red Box Bowl. We're back in a moment. 11:06 to go in the game. Cal 35. Illinois 13 on Illinois football from Learfield IMG College.
With less than 2 outs for the young man that came into the World Series hitting Michael
Collins. This is Michael, playing in the Junior College World Series.
A swing and a high fly hit well to left.
It was a happy
moment. Hagen
back
to the track, to the wall, he leaps and it is gone!
But then, Michael was killed in an impaired driving crash in McLean County.
A 2-run home run for Michael Collins.
He was 22. Drunk, buzzed, or impaired driving simply has to stop. It really is a matter of life or death. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you great coverage for less. Combining 90s R&B with State Farm radio ads gets you this jam covered for free.
Home and auto, let's do it. Combine it, my policy, my wallet is waiting. Come on.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
It's the final days of the Ford Built for the Holidays sales event. And just like the season, our best deals of the year won't last forever. So hurry in to get 20% estimated savings on select 2019 Ford models. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price for all offers taking retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 2nd. See participating dealer for complete details.
The Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the DirectorsCup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993. It's Illinois versus Cal. This is the Red Box Bowl. Now back to the game.
And the village of Bedford Park would like to congratulate the Fighting Illini on their Red Box Bowl game appearance. Bring your business home. Visit BOBPBiz.com to learn more. Brian Barnhart, Martin O'Donnell, Michael Martin, Steve Kelly, and Bond, our producer-engineer today. And here's the kickoff by Cal and a deep drive near the end zone. It'll bounce through, or near it anyway, and Gray Brown lets it go. And Illinois will start first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Trailing Cal now 35-13. Illinois led at the end of the first quarter 10-7. They cut it to 21-13 at half. But a touchdown in the third and now a touchdown in the fourth. Got the targeting call that was called on Milo Eifer that I think everybody with two giant big screens in the stadium said, well, there's just no way. And it wasn't close. They called it. That continued the Cal drive. Peters fires to the right on first down, incomplete. Trying to hit Navarro across the way. Peters now 12 of 22 for 167 yards.
Yeah, and Illinois needs to get some first downs, string them together, because you don't want to put the defense out there yet again. Down 22 here late in the fourth. Show some fight.
Second and 10, Illinois from their own 25. 11 minutes to go in the game. They're back to pass. Peters throws right. Navarro with a tough catch. About the 28-yard line. Short gain. It'll be third and long for Illinois. Gain of three on the pass to Navarro. Travion Beck on the tackle there for Cal. This fourth quarter today of Illinois football brought to you by Tate and Lyle. Illini down 35-13 to the Golden Bears. Here he is, Brandon Peters. Third down, throws it left, got Justice Williams. First down, 45 and up near midfield. Before he's pulled back, first down Illinois from the 28 up to midfield. Bynum finally led the surge for the Cal defense, but not before a big gainer for Illinois.
Yeah, nice catch by the senior tight end getting open downfield.
Justice Williams in his final Illinois game. Single back set, play action. Peters throws right, got a man, caught. In traffic again, Donnie Navarro into Cal territory. Down to the Cal 44, gain of six. Navarro starting to pick up some catches. His fifth catch of the day. He's up to 65 yards. Second and four, Illinois at the Cal 44. The clock moving. Inside of 10 minutes left to go in the game. 35-13 Cal. They've outscored Illinois 14-0 in this half. Five receivers for Brandon Peters. Snap back to him. Throws it left, caught, Carlos Sandy. Oh, we haven't called his number all year. Makes the catch inside the Cal 40. And the first down, Illinois, they'll move the chains again. They got to score in a hurry here.
Yep, got to get it going.
Five receivers again. Any pretense of a running game right now is not there. Illinois hasn't scored since the waning seconds of the first half. Pocket holds. Peters, time to throw. Looking for Sandy. Threw it behind him and almost had it picked off.
Yeah, and Coin Deng, number eight, the inside linebacker that time, came on a blitz and
Not many inside linebackers are 6'6". He's able to get a hand on that ball and force it to be behind Carlos Sandy.
He had a big game against Utah this year and a loss to the Utes. 16 tackles, 7 tackles in the season finale at UCLA. Second and 10, Illinois from the Cal 37. Just under 9 minutes left here in the Red Box Bowl. Reggie Corman in a tailback. Snap back to Brandon Peters. Pump fake. Throwing over the middle. Got a man. Trenard Davis with a catch. Inside the 10. Down to the Cal 8. We're in the Case IH red zone. They'll say he got closer to the 7. And Illinois is first and goal at the Cal 7. Now in hurry-up mode. 8:50 left in the game. Peters starting to sling it around now. It's the Illini first and goal at the Cal 7. Peters gives to Corbin. Cuts up the middle. Got down to the 5. A gain of 2. But again, that clock ticking away on Illinois.
Yeah, really nice throw. 2 plays ago to Trenard Davis. Brandon Peters able to thread it in between 3 Cal defenders. Illinois needs to score and score in a hurry.
Trenard Davis with a 30-yard pass play. And the run by Corbin for a couple of yards. Just inside the Cal 6. Second and goal, Illinois. 8:10 left in the game. Brandon Peters in the gun. Going to give it to Corbin around the left end. The senior is in. Touchdown!